Welcome to the Racing Air Podcast. I am your host, Trent Barr, and today is Saturday, April 10th of 2021, and my producer and I are at the CSRG David Love Vintage Races at Sonoma Raceway. So, Mr. Producer, and I'm actually here with my son, who is my assistant.
Slash producer.
Mr. Producer, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Can you stand a little bit closer to the microphone, Mr. Producer?
Yes, I can.
So you sound good there. That's how you want to have it.
Okay.
So, Mr. Producer, how you doing today, and how has this day been for you, and what are your thoughts?
So I'm doing good, and it's been a really fun day, and our day is basically only half done.
Is it really half done? Because I was thinking of going home like in the next 5 minutes.
Liar.
No, but we got to have some lunch.
Yeah.
And I got to say that here at Sonoma Raceway, we're actually here at turn two in the Dale Earnhardt section of the circuit, watching the last group that we had through here was the Formula Atlantics. And there was one Formula One car and one orange McLaren M8C, I think, number 10, the orange one from Argentina.
Yeah. And then there was that Lola or Lotus.
The Lola, yeah, T294, that number 18, yellow and blue, that was really slick going through there.
Yeah, but they red flagged him.
They did?
Yeah.
I don't know for what for. Was he doing something wrong, do you think?
I don't think he was driving reckless.
Okay, I don't know that whole red flag, black flag thing. I don't know how that all works. So, can you describe, this is our first racing event of the year, vintage related. We met with Bob Pengraff, and he gave us our, photo bibs, and we had, a great time seeing him. And we also ran into, a local legend that worked for Carl Haas, Ike Smith, or Henry Smith.
Is it that?
Henry Ike Smith. Is that the guy? That's the guy from Visalia that, probably knows Rick Noop. And he's the gentleman that I'll probably be talking to on the phone in probably another episode. So,
was he the guy with the yellow mask? That guy?
He was over with the genie. Remember the genie?
Yes,
and
him,
the
him,
and the early 70s Camaro, that one?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So we met him. He's sort of a mechanic legend in these parts.
Oh, he didn't drive?
I think he did drive at one point, but Carl Haas was, he used to own, him and Paul Newman owned an Indy car back in the 80s with Mario Andretti. But before that, this gentleman worked for Carl Haas as, I believe, a chief mechanic.
Hmm.
So, that'll be interesting to speak to him about, stuff, because he worked back in the Can-Am days, back in the late 60s, early 70s. What do you think? I mean, are you content right now, or what do you think? Do you think we should, what cars have you seen? What's the air conditions right now? You know, how's the climate right here?
Well, the weather's really nice.
The weather's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah. And they're going to have some more races later after lunch.
Yes. Those will be the afternoon qualifying races.
Yes. Yeah, so we can be up here in the grandstands.
You know, I prefer turn two to the grandstands, because the grandstands, it's just, you can only see one spot, and here in turn two, you can see most of the circuit.
Yeah, I'd say you got a point.
Yeah. So,
and there's a car with its caution lights on.
So.
And there's a car with its caution lights on and just driving around like a total idiot.
Like a total yobo.
Exactly.
Maniac.
Yeah.
Is he a maniac?
He's a maniac and a yabo.
Yabo. Bloody council isn't doing them enough to maintain the bloody roads.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have on tap, we had some great sounds of
I love
the Formula Fords, and
yeah,
sorry?
Same here.
You like the Formula Fords?
They're great.
They're just a simple four-cylinder Ford engine. It has a very sort of simple but yet sophisticated suspension, and it's just like a all-around great beginning vehicle to start racing in.
And they sound amazing.
I think they sound really good. They sound like a swarm of bees coming through the corner, you know, when they're coming through. I just love those Formula Fords.
Yeah. And there was a car that was in, like, it was two sessions ago, and it was this car that had, like, it was, like, it sounded like it was farting.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the Panhard car that I met the guy. It's a French car, and I believe he is a airline pilot, and he lives up in the Northwest, and he's French. Huh. His name could be Jean-Luc or something like that. I forget.
Jean-Pierre.
Yes, I think that's right. But anyway, what else you got?
Well, there's a tractor going on the track right now to go clean up.
Yeah, it's a, is it a Massey Ferguson or is it a New Holland? No, it's just probably rubbing some marbles off the circuit to help clean up during the, I believe this is lunchtime and
everybody's
taking a break to have some lunch. Yeah. And the corner person here is in his vehicle chilling out and having probably having a bite to eat.
It's actually a she.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a she.
Okay. Now, I'm just looking. I mean, can you describe the beautiful landscape here? Well, first of all, what time of year are we in here?
We're in spring.
And which month is it?
April.
So we're in April. So this weekend is actually the weekend for the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. And everything here in Northern California, you know, for the most part, is green. It may last for probably another month, and we haven't had a lot of rain this winter.
Yeah.
And the scrub oaks look just absolutely amazing.
And there's sheep.
There's sheep everywhere. Yeah, they're sort of maintaining the grounds.
Yeah, and they got a front row seat to the racing.
Yeah, they do. You can hear a car go through a corner, and then you hear a baa. Oh, and then there's some weed whacking going on over there, if you can hear it. Uh-huh. So what do you think? You think this is good enough for this episode?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you look forward to?
Well, I look forward to the rest of the races today.
Yeah.
And we can maybe... Oh, do you still want to go in the hot pits?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, I'd love to see Becky, but I don't think that's going to happen, just because with the rig that I'm carrying, the gear that I brought with me this time, and...
I could just put it away.
I could go down there and say hello. You know what? I think I might say hello to Becky.
So I'm not allowed in the hot pit, so do you want me here or the grandstands?
Well, I need you in a place where I can see you. So if I look up, you'll be in the hot pits. Or sorry, in the grandstands.
Yeah,
as we discussed last night. And I can just say, hey, buddy. Hey, Mr. Producer. I'm down here producing for you.
And I'm like, hi.
All right.
So yeah, you can be in the hot pits and I'll be in the... grandstands.
Okay. What's your favorite part of today so far?
Everything? Yeah. Like, and when we were down by the truck, I found a nice piece of rubber.
You found some clag?
Yeah, I found some marbles.
Marbles? Yeah.
Yeah. Not like marbles like kids play with, like marbles like you get on the track after with the tires.
Yeah, because the tires, they rub on the asphalt or on the tarmac or on the whatever they call it.
The track,
the circuit, and then it makes the residue of that is the marbles and the clag.
And they got their nickname because sometimes they can get pretty round.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to end up in the marbles or else you'll spin out, right?
Yeah.
You go right to turn left. All right, so what do you think? We should sign off right now?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to have a bite to eat.
And we're going to enjoy our rest of our day.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Racing Year podcast. And can't wait for the next event we get to go to. And so long from Sonoma Raceway, also known as Sears Point International Raceway here in Sonoma, California.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, April 10th, 2021 at the CSRG David Love Vintage Races here on the Racing Year podcast. Thanks for listening.
Smoking.